them rap stars, you know who you are. Put your hands up, ladies, if you kept your legs closed. But you know, loving them rap stars, you know who you are. I wrote this song for you. For you. And you. For all y'all.
Y'all know what this is.
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy, Young Jock.
This your girl, Sierra. Doing it real big.
I got love for Los Angeles.
L.A., L.A., it's Luda. I'ma tell it like it is. Look out. Power 106, where hip-hop lives.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs. I'ma flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the lawn, I'ma flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'ma flirt. So homies, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to those, I'll be pimping like I'm supposed to, holding like I'm supposed to, shining like I'm supposed to, in the club freaking with honeys like I'm supposed to. I don't understand when a player bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, player, I'm gonna holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shot. And plus we got them player at flirters in the shot. Now the moral of the story is cuff your chick, cause hey, I'm black, handsome, I sing, plus I'm rich, and I'm a flirt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me, dude.
Well, if you love your girl, I wanna keep you, girl. Hope you walking up and asking me to meet you, girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I speak to you, girl. She with the eyes on the slide, I see you, girl. Better treat you, girl, right? Cause another man will. Better treat you, girl, like another man will. Cause you need your wife and I see your wife. Now be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just keep me right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hit me right. She probably used to like you cause you been the type. That's until I came along and put some pick in the light. When I say how to look a dick in the light, I know that she was checking me and dick in the eyes. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, sit that right. Up on that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kind of tight, but it'll sweat just right. So if you're giving sexy and she pass me, don't be upset, G, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glass up a skirt, double clan in reverse. If I see her, I like it.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouties be like,
damn, 28,
hey. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I am.
Damn, don't hate,
hey. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down pat. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Teddy Bender. I'm more pain, what is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what to say. He's
so fine.
Yes, he's so
fine.
The hate shout,
hate shout.
What he do? He mad cause I'm looking, but I already touched her. I got your boyfriend mad cause I'm a flirt.
Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low,
I'm a flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right,
I'm a flirt.
So homies, don't bring your girl to me, because
I'm a flirt.
And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because
I'm a flirt.
Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me,
because I'm a flirt.
I'm remix. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug. We were switching numbers. She looking at you and I walk by. You turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy
and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy.
When you bring around me, let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick
Don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, it's a player's field. Don't take no chick to the club when you just met her. Cause I'm a flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good, she gon' flirt with her.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt.
Oh, yeah.
When I roll up, believe it, I'm a flirt.
Sometimes
yeah.
When I'm with my chick on the low, and when she's with a man looking at me, damn right,
I'm a flirt.
So homies, don't bring your girl
ooh,
to me,
yeah, cause I'm a flirt.
And baby, don't bring your
believe
girlfriend
me when I
to me,
cause I'm a flirt.
Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt.
I'm a
Kels,
I'm a
T.I.,
I'm a flirt.
T-Pain. Ladies, if your man ain't hitting me right.
People learn by three processes. First they hear it, then they say it, then they do it.
You know, you got your own mind. You do what you want to do.
But see, you got to understand, young people have to be taught.
And they must be treated equally.
Let's help them. Let's get in the community and do what we can do to better the life for everyone.
Communication.
It doesn't matter where you come from or what you look like.
It's what's happening in our environment, in our communities.
I know that there's people out there who are listening, people on the streets.
So this is our only network to talk.
A lot of people's minds will be opened up and they'll think twice about things.
It's time for Knowledge is Power.
Hosted by Wendy Carrillo.
Good morning, Los Angeles. Today is April the 8th. It's a little past 7 in the morning. If you are driving somewhere, you're probably late. It's Easter, and we want to say happy Easter to everyone out there today celebrating Easter Sunday. There's a lot of stuff going on in the communities. And yesterday, there was a big celebration a big rally going on in downtown Los Angeles. And if you were there, we want to hear from you. We're always up in the know about what's going on in our city. So if you were at the rally yesterday in downtown Los Angeles, we want to hear from you. Our number, I'm going to give it to you. You ready? Write it down. 818-520-1059. It's not that complicated. 818-520-1059. We want to hear from you. This is your community hour here on Power 106. So be sure to give us a call. We have a lot of information for you today. Primarily, there's this big thing going on with California Healthy Pets. And we have some very special guests on the line that are going to tell us a little bit more about why we should pay attention to this assembly bill and what's going to happen in our communities with the pet population. And on the phone with us today is Assemblymember Lloyd Levine.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you? Thank you for joining us this Sunday morning.
My pleasure. Glad I could join you guys.
You know, I just want to make sure that I'm saying your name right, because I was saying Lloyd Levine, and that's not right, right?
Lloyd Levine. You got it right.
Lloyd Levine. I practiced just to make sure that I had it right. And thank you so much for joining us on Sunday. Now,
my pleasure. And
welcome. I hear that you just got back from Japan?
A couple days ago.
So you're adjusting?
Mostly, yeah. It's a little easier coming back than it is going over there.
I bet it is. So tell us a little bit about the importance of this bill and why you brought it up to the assembly and what it is.
Well, the California Healthy Pets Act is a very large-scale and serious attempt to address the pet overpopulation problem. What most people aren't aware of is every year in California, we send nearly a million animals, dogs and cats primarily, into animal shelters. And over 500,000 of those animals end up being euthanized. And there's a real simple solution to that. And that is everybody needs to get their dogs and cats spayed and neutered so they can't get out and reproduce. And that's the only solution to the problem. It's, you know, the analogy I give is if a pipe breaks in your basement, you can bail all you want and get all the water out that you want. But until you fix the pipe, the water's going to keep leaking in. And that's what we got with dogs and cats. You know, we keep building bigger shelters. The city of Los Angeles just approved $150 million to build more shelters. But until we do something about the number of dogs and cats going into the shelters, we're not going to get a handle on the problem.
So how do you suppose that we start doing that?
Well, my law will require that, with a few exceptions, all dogs and cats that people get for pets are spayed and neutered. And if you don't, you're subject to a fine. You know, and it's no more classic example of the reason why than yesterday, as I was driving along in the valley, and I happened upon this house, and you know, it had three hand painted, spray painted signs out front that said pit bull puppies for sale. You know, when you're euthanizing millions of animals a year, you know, that clearly is not necessary, and to have extra animals for sale. And I, you know, you could tell, judging by the kinds of signs and where it was, this was not a breeder. This was somebody whose animal either, you know, accidentally or even intentionally had puppies. And it's just irresponsible. You know, I don't know if you were aware of this. In California each year, and the number is increasing, we spend just on operational costs, not to build new shelters, but operational costs, $250 million each year on the care, the housing, and ultimately the euthanization of animals and shelters.
You know, that's really interesting, because all the warehouses or barns that there are out there, they actually offer the services for free. And I know I actually got my dog through these services for free. And they offer it each month at the beginning or middle of the month, so there should be no reason why the dogs and cats are not neutered.
You're absolutely right. There's plenty of places to get free animals. The shelters are just overcrowded. If you go into the shelters and you talk to the shelter workers, you know, they're begging to give the dogs and cats away, because they don't want to kill them. I've seen the videos, you know, where these shelter workers have to go in and euthanize the animals, and they don't like it. I mean, it's really, you know, it's really traumatic for them when you think about, you know, 500,000 animals each year in California being euthanized. Somebody's got to do that, and it's not a pleasant job. And just because, unfortunately, people aren't being responsible with their animals.
About like a month ago, there was a huge rally in Burbank where like hundreds of adopt a parent associations were out there, and there were a lot of people out there trying to adopt pets.
Oh, the adopt a pet thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's true.
The news was out there, and all these different types of organizations of trying to save pets were out there.
Yeah, you're right, and we need to get that information out there more. There's in addition to that, there's plenty of people who will spay and neuter for free. There's plenty of clinics and veterinarians who will provide free or very low cost spay and neuter. It's really, you know, it's really an educational effort. There is, you know, in some cultures, people consider it unmanly to get your dog or cat spayed and neutered. There is nothing wrong with doing it. Dogs and cats are healthier when they're spayed and neutered. It, you know, medical evidence shows that they're less likely to be subject to a number of diseases, including certain types of cancer, as they get older if they're spayed or neutered. Certainly a lot less likely to get out of the house, because the primary reason dogs and cats are looking to leave the house and the yard is to go breed. You know, they're not like you and I. They're not going to the movies. You know, they're not going out for something to eat. They're looking, you know, they're looking to breed. And if there's nothing around the house to breed with, they're going to try and get out and find it. But if you get them spayed or neutered, that urge goes away. They don't try and get out. You know, it's a public nuisance to have this many animals out there, all over the streets, you know, running loose, breeding extra puppies and kittens. You know, it's a public safety issue, it's a money issue, and it's a humanitarian issue. It's just wrong to just have the mentality of, well, we can just put them in the shelters and kill them if there's too many of them.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just they lose that sensitivity that this still is a little animal, a little life, and it's so easy to just get rid of a pet and not think about it. Well, we could be saving, right? We could be saving $250 million in taxpayer money that goes to, right?
You're absolutely right. And I think you hit the nail on the head. People lose sight of the fact that it's an animal. You know, they view it as, you know, as property, the same way they would view it as a bicycle. I mean, I actually, you know, when with my animals, I consider them part of the family. And I was just so shocked one time when I heard somebody, you know, their animal, you know, died, and the attitude was, oh, well, I can just get another one. It's like, your animal just died. You know, it just, you know, and your whole attitude is, oh, well, I can just replace it. You know, it's not like a bicycle. It's not like a TV set. You know, it's a living, breathing thing. And I can't remember who said it, but there was somebody, you know, relatively famous, who said the question isn't whether, you know, they can think or how intelligent they are. But the question is, can an animal suffer? And we know they